Hosea chapter 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. You see how these words are alive for us right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Hosea chapter 5. Hear ye this, O priests. All right. Everybody that's born again is Israel. That's what Israel means. Born again people. He says, hear ye this, O priests. Okay, everybody that's born again, he hath made us kings and priests unto God. Hosea chapter 5. Hear ye this, O priests. All right, everybody that's born again is Israel. That's what Israel means, born again people. He says, hear ye this, O priests. Okay, everybody that's born again, he hath made us kings and priests unto God. Now, some are still priests. If they haven't forgotten the law of thy God, they're still priests. God still hears their prayers. And then there's others who've gone into the great falling away from the faith, the great apostasy, who don't know that they're not priests anymore. They've got a vain, powerless religion where their prayers don't get answered. They think they're rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing and don't know out there in Laodicea, Lala Land. They don't know how poor and blind and wretched and naked they are. They don't know that they have ceased to be priests unto God. They need to be born again again. So whether you're still a priest or whether you've been rejected as a priest, the word of the Lord is, hear ye this, O priests, and hearken ye, house of Israel. Do you see the fact that Israel and priests are one and the same in this time? If you're born again, you should be a priest. He hath made us priests and kings unto God. Israel means born again people. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, ye house of Israel, and give ear, O house of the king. Oh, if you're born again, if you're part of Israel, you're the house of the king. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, ye house of Israel, and give ye ear, O house of the king, for judgment is toward you, because you have been a snare on Mizpah, and a net is set upon Tabor, and the revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. The revolters are profound to make slaughter. Yeah, they will believe they are doing service by killing those not authentically human, real born-again Christians who regard and keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ and those Jews. They are revolters and profound to make slaughter. They will believe that they're serving God by killing you. Profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. I know Ephraim, that's the Gentile church. I know Ephraim, that's us. I know Ephraim. And Israel is not hid from me. Oh, God knows his people. God knows his born-again people. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. No, there's no lost tribes, brethren. Anytime you ever hear the words lost tribe together, you better stick your spiritual antenna up a mile, because you're about to hear some perverse doctrine. There is no lost tribes. Israel is not hid from me, saith the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. You cannot find lost tribes anywhere in the word of God. In fact, the word of the Lord right here says, Israel is not hid from me. Anybody ever mentions lost tribes, you better be ready to hear some false doctrine, brethren. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel is defiled. Israel is defiled. 98% of Ephraim, the Gentile church, has committed whoredom. Thou committest whoredom in their pre-trib 501c3 Sun God Day Entertainment Center, La La Land. It's whoredom. Israel is defiled. You born-again people need to be born again again. Israel, you're defiled. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God. They won't look at what they're doing. They won't put it in a frame and take a look at it. They will not frame their doings and turn unto their God. For the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them. They have spirits in them, sure enough. They think they're the Holy Spirit, but no. They're spirits of whoredoms. That's what's in them. That's what's motivating them. Religious spirits. Spirits of rebellion. They will not look at what they're doing. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God. For the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them. And they have not known the Lord. Oh, they think they do. But they have a vain, powerless religion. They need to be born again, again. And the pride of Israel. Oh, look at the pride of these whoredom churches of Ephraim and Israel today. 98% of them. Look at the pride. And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Anybody can see it but themselves. Anybody. And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. These whoredom churches are going to fall in their iniquity. What's iniquity? Try and reprove them. And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. The pride of these whoredom churches. They don't even live one time. But the false doctrines of the wolves that Jesus warned us about. Judah also shall fall with them. They need to be born again too. But it's coming. It's coming. It's at the door. It's at the door. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them. Oh, and it's so sad, because they knowest not. They don't know that he's withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously. Oh, have you seen it, brethren? Have you seen some of the treacherous dealing? Creeping in unawares? They have dealt treacherously against the Lord. Treacherous dealing with God's people. And they've dealt treacherously with the Lord. For they have begotten strange children, children without a conscience, who have been raised on that vain, powerless religion, which we don't need the Old Testament. Why, we're a New Testament church. No Torah. The children don't have a conscience. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord, for they have begotten strange children. Yeah, it's strange when you see children without a conscience. It is strange. Now shall a month devour them with all their portions. It's only going to take 1 month for all their ill-gotten gain to be devoured. All their stuff will be gone in just 1 month. Blow ye the cornet in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Bethaven. After thee, O Benjamin, Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Oh, there's a day of rebuke coming. And it's going to be a desolation for 98% of the Gentile church. Ephraim, that's the Gentile church. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. There's coming a rebuke that nobody will get away from. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which will surely be. Yes, he's made it known. There is a more sure word which is written in the King James Version Holy Bible. Oh, he has made it known among the tribes of Israel. But 98% of the people, though he has made it known in the more sure word which is written, 98% have never looked at it. I have made it known. that which will surely be. Whatever is written in the more sure word will surely be. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. The princes of Judah were like them that remove the bound. Therefore, I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Wow. Wow. Boy, when you think about God Almighty pouring out his wrath like water, wow, that's just awesome. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment. Ephraim, the Gentile church, is oppressed and broken in judgment because he willingly walked after the commandment. Wow. Yes, within the Gentile church, there is an Ephraim that is faithful. Within Israel, there is an Ephraim, the Gentile church, that still willingly walks after his commandments, because they know three times in Revelation alone that Ephraim is the ones who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. They haven't forgotten the law of their God. And because they willingly walk after the commandment, they're oppressed. The Lord Jesus Christ told us we would be soon dragged into their kangaroo courts for a testimony against them. Oh, whatever you do when you get dragged in there, don't get a lawyer. He works for the system. No. When you're dragged in there, don't worry about what to say. Don't get a lawyer and don't worry about what to say, because in that hour, the Lord, by his Holy Spirit, will give you a wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to gainsay. In that hour, the Holy Ghost will give you the witness that God wants these kangaroo courts to hear when they drag in the true Ephraim of God into their kangaroo courts because they willingly walk after his commandments. Yeah, you keep his commandments and apostate, churched them under the Antichrist, false prophet, Pope, is going to think they're serving God by killing you. They're going to drag you into their courts. And therefore, will I be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rottenness. Yeah, the vast majority of it. It's going to be a remnant that's saved. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian, and sent to King Jareb. Yet he could not heal you, nor cure your wound. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I, even I, will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. I will go and return to my place, till they acknowledge their offense. Oh, brethren, we must acknowledge the truth. You'll know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Acknowledging the truth is always the first step of deliverance. Until we can receive the truth, there's no hope of being set free of anything that's binding us. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense. We've got to seek the Lord and agree with the Lord, acknowledge our offense, and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. Chapter 6, come, let us return unto the Lord. Oh, man, now there's some good advice. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. Yet today, brethren, this can be the way. This is the way. This is the right advice. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us all, brethren. We're at the end of 2 days. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. All glory to God. We're at the end of the 2 days since Messiah. After 2 days, he will revive us. All Israel has been being hammered for these 2,000 years. After 2 days, he will revive us, and as surely as Moses told the people of Israel that they have to prepare themselves against the third day, brethren, this is our job. Oh, as surely as Moses told them, I would tell you now, prepare yourself against the third day. For this time, as the Lord comes down, not only will he shake the earth, but he will shake the heaven also. After 2 days, he will revive us. We're at the end of the 2 days. It's time for him to revive us. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, the resurrection, the millennial kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we shall live in his sight in his millennial kingdom. All glory to God. Hallelujah. Hosea 6:2, mark it down as a memory verse, brethren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. After 2 days, he will revive us. And in the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if, brethren, don't miss the if in verse 3, then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. We've got to go on to perfection now. Like it says in Hebrews chapter 6, not laying again the doctrine of baptisms and the laying on of hands and all this other stuff. We've got to go on to perfection. Then we shall know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. And he shall come to us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. All glory to God, this outpouring of his Spirit, like Peter testified at the beginning of the 2 days, we're going to see the outpouring of the former and the latter rain at this end of the 2 days that we're at. Oh, brethren, this is so right now for us. We had to get the leaven out at Passover, and brethren, we got to keep it out. We got to keep living holy. We've got to be pressing on to perfection. If, don't miss that if in verse 3, if we follow on to know the Lord, he's going forth. Oh, hallelujah. His going forth is prepared as the morning. He shall come to us as the rain, as the latter rain and the former rain upon the earth. Hallelujah. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? This is us now, the Gentile church. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? The people in the land of Israel right now, that's soon to become the nation of Judah. What shall I do unto thee, saith the Lord? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goes away. We need more goodness, brethren. We don't have enough. We need more. We need to get more of that oil to fill us up. Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, have I hewn them by the prophets. We got to hear his prophets, brethren. Take heed to his prophets. His prophets will answer you according to your idols. They will tell you what needs to be worked on yet. Oh, you'll want to take heed to. This is 2020 vision here, brethren. 2 Chronicles 20:20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me. Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So shall you prosper. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. Hallelujah. We need to hear these guys. They're not fun to listen to, but we need to have ears to hear his prophets. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets. That's what they do. They lay the axe to the root of the problem, brethren. They're not fun to listen to. Therefore, saith the Lord now, therefore have I hewed them by my prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. We need the word of the Lord. Believe on the Lord your God. We've got to get to know what God said. We've got to base our faith on God said so. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. But these words are sometimes hard words. God says, I have slain them in Hosea 6:5. I have slain them by my words, by the words of my mouth. And thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. We need the light, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. What's job one? We've got to get filled with His Word. I desired mercy and not sacrifice. All these dead works of rabbinic religious ritualism, they're no good. He desires mercy. He wants us out there showing His mercy to the lost. He desires mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Oh, these people going after this vain religious stuff when they should be going after the Word of God, after the knowledge of God. It's so much more important than their stupid, vain, burnt offerings. But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant. They have dealt treacherously against me, saith the Lord. Oh, brethren, it is so sad when they get caught up in these various branches of apostasy. Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity, and is polluted with blood, and his troops of robbers wait for a man. So the company of priests murder in the way by consent, for they commit lewdness. Oh, brethren, that's what it's like. So much of this apostate church today is like troops of robbers that wait for a man. So the company of priests murder in the way by consent. They commit lewdness. I've seen an horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is whoredom of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Also, O Judah, he hath set an harvest for thee. When I returned the captivity of my people. Chapter 7. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they committed falsehood. Oh, brethren, lies is nothing to these people. False accusations is nothing to them. For they commit falsehood, and the thief comes in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without, and they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. What? Don't they think God knows what they're doing? They consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about. They are before my face. God knows it all. You don't hide nothing from God. There is no shut to hide anything from God. He knows the intents of our hearts. He not only knows every move we make, every word we speak, every thought we think, but He knows the intents of our heart, and we often don't know those. They make the king glad with their wickedness. Oh, brethren, it is so sad. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers. As an oven heated by the baker who ceases from rising after he hath kneaded the dough until it be leavened. In the day of our king, the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine. The nations are drunk with the wine of the fornication of these apostate whoredom churches. He stretched out his hand with scorners. Oh, the preaching of the cross is foolishness. He stretched out his hand to scorners. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that are perishing in one form or another of the great falling away from the faith. For they have made ready their heart like an oven, whilst they lie in wait. That's what they do. They lie in wait. Their baker sleepeth all the night. In the morning it burneth as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven, and have devoured their judges. Oh, they don't put up, and they don't allow righteous judgment. No, they've devoured their righteous judges. And all their kings are fallen. Is there none among them that calleth unto me? Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is as a cake not turned. It's burnt. It's ruined. The Gentile church, 98% of it, is ruined. Strangers have devoured his strength. You got pastors preaching that aren't even born again. You got the blind leading the blind. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Oh, this is the sad thing. They say that they're rich and increased with goods, and Jesus says, and you knowest not that you are poor and blind and wretched and naked. Strangers the wolves in sheep's clothing that Jesus was so good to warn us about. Strangers, not born again, false teachers, strangers have crept in unawares. Sure they say Jesus is Lord. Sure they claim to be a Christian. Sure they claim to be anointed. But they're wolves, trafficking in the souls of men. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, and he knoweth it not. Thinks he's got lots of time, and time is running out. And the pride of Israel testifieth to his face. It's so obvious. Just give him a little meekness test. Try and reprove him. The pride of Israel testifies to his face, and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all of this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. Oh, they'll not stand, brethren, when it breaks loose. Ephraim's like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt. They go to Assyria. When they go, I will spread my net upon them. I will bring them down as the fowls of heaven. I will chasten them as their congregation hath heard. Woe unto them, for they have fled from me, and they don't even know it. Woe unto them, for they have fled from me. Destruction unto them, because they have transgressed against me. They've thrown away and done despite and despised his law. Rather than keeping it by the power of the Holy Ghost, they despise it. Because they have transgressed against me, though I have redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. They say Jesus did away with the law. No, that's a lie against him. He didn't do away with the law like they said. That's a lie that they speak against him. And they have not cried unto me with their heart. It's all just a show. Try and impress the other church folk. They're not God pleasers. They're self pleasers, preacher pleasers, other church folk pleasers. They're not God pleasers. And they have not cried unto me with their heart. And when they howled upon their beds, they assembled themselves for corn and wine, and they rebel against me. Oh, prosperity gospel. They assembled themselves for the prosperity gospel, the corn and the wine. And all the while it's whoredom. They rebel against me, saith the Lord. Now I have bound and strengthened their arms. Yet do they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High. Oh, they have a sorrow, but it's not a godly sorrow that works repentance. When all their stuff goes poof, they'll have a sorrow. They return, but not to the Most High. They're like a deceitful bow. They're crooked. They can't shoot straight. They don't know how to shoot straight. They're like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. And this shall be their destruction in the land of Egypt. Oh, man, America's a land of Egypt today. All the idols, biggest obelisk in the world, biggest statue, idol to Lucifer in New York Harbor. Let's go on to chapter 8. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. Boy, there's a message. Put the shofar. Take the shofar. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. David Wilkerson wrote a book. It's a little book. You can find it real cheap in a lot of bookstores. It's a closeout. But there's a lot of them out there. If you haven't read it, David Wilkerson wrote a little book, powerful little book, called Set the Trumpet to Thy Mouth. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant. If your new covenant doesn't have the everlasting covenant, you better get you a new covenant as quick as you can that does have the everlasting covenant. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant in their whoredom. They have trespassed against my law. They've forgotten the law of their God. They've been rejected as being a priest unto him, and they don't even know it. Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know thee. Lord, Lord, they'll say. In that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, Jesus said. Have we not done many works? We know you. Look, we cast out demons in your name. We've done many mighty works in your name. My God, we know thee. Then will I say unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7:22-23, the most frightening words in the Bible. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord. Judgment will begin with the house of the Lord, brethren, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law. His law is important. His law is good. His law is perfect. His commandment, holy, just, and perfect. And it should be written on our heart. As sure as the Lord Jesus Christ wrote it with his finger in stone, it should be written on our heart by the Holy Ghost, if we've got the real Holy Ghost that makes us holy and not the feel-good counterfeit deceiving spirits. Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know thee. Israel has cast off the thing that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. They have set up kings, but not of me. All brethren. They have set up kings, but not of me. We've had such perverse teaching on Romans 13. These are not kings that God would choose. What kind of a Christian has Muslims in for Ramadan? What kind of a Christian never mentions the Lord Jesus Christ? They've set up kings, but not of me. Yeah, they set up the kind of king they want. They're phony Christian kings. They've set up kings, but not of me. They've made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and of their gold have they made them idols. Yeah, their God's a dollar God. That's the God of the prosperity gospel of today. Of their silver and their gold have they made them idols, that they may be cut off. Thy calf, O Samaria, your idols, has cast thee off. Whoredom. Mine anger is kindled against them. How long will it be ere they attain to innocency? For from Israel was it also, the workman made it. Therefore it is not God, but the calf of Samaria shall be broken in pieces. For they have sown the wind. That's what they're doing in these La La Land, La Odyssey, and 501c3 Sun God Entertainment Centers. They've sown the wind. And they shall reap the whirlwind. It hath no stalk. The bud shall yield no meal. It's vain. It's powerless. Their religion of rationalizing why they should not do God's commandments. Their religion of rationalizing why God really didn't mean what he said. And nobody ever takes the time to even read what he said. If so be it yield to strangers, shall swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. Now shall they be among the Gentiles as a vessel wherein is no pleasure. For they are gone up to Assyria, a wild ass alone by himself. Ephraim hath hired lovers. Yeah, they hire preachers that are not born again, preachers that are professional flatterers, preachers that will tell them what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. Yea, though they have hired among the nations, now will I gather them. But there's still a few faithful ones, and God's going to gather them. Now will I gather them, and they shall sorrow a little for the burden of the king of princes. Because Ephraim hath made many altars to sin. Oh, they all got an altar in these churches. But they're altars to sin. Altars shall be made unto him to sin. I have written to him of great things of my law. It's all there in the Holy Bible. God says in verse 12 of chapter 8, I have written to him of great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing. Oh, we're a New Testament church. The great things of his law that he has written, they were counted as a strange thing. Oh, brethren, does this describe what we see today in these vain, powerless religions of rationalizations? They sacrifice flesh for the sacrifices of mine offerings and eat it, but the Lord accepteth them not. Now will he remember their iniquity, and visit their sins. They shall return to Egypt, for Israel hath forgotten his Maker, and buildeth temples. What do? It's all about the building program, isn't it? Isn't it all about the building program? For Israel hath forgotten his Maker, and buildeth temples. Isn't that what they're doing, brethren? Oh, is Hosea nailing what's going on right now? For Israel hath forgotten his Maker, and buildeth temples. And Judah hath multiplied fenced cities. Isn't that what they're doing? They're fencing off the Palestinian areas. And Judah has multiplied fenced cities. But I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour the palaces thereof. Hosea chapter 9. Rejoice not, O Israel, for joy, as other people, for thou hast gone a whoring from thy God. Thou hast loved a reward upon every corn floor. The floor and the wine press shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her. They shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. They shall not offer wine offerings to the Lord, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as the bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted, for their bread, for their soul shall not come into the house of the Lord. What will you do in the solemn day? Oh, what a question. What will you do in the solemn day and in the day of the feast of the Lord? What do they do in the day of the solemn day, the feast of the Lord? Do you know there's one day of the year that's a biblically required fast day? I'll bet you 98% of the church doesn't even know what day it is. There's only one day in the Bible that's to be a solemn fast day. What will you do in the solemn day? Most people don't even know it's a solemn day. Oh, solemn day for them, was that Christmas or is that Easter? Good Friday, maybe. Well, he was crucified on a Wednesday, if that tells you anything. What will you do in the solemn day and in the day of the feast of the Lord? They don't even know what a feast of the Lord is. Well, Easter. Easter is a feast day of Astarte, the fertility goddess of Babylonian sun god paganism. Well, what about Christmas? The Lord's birthday. It's the birth of the Babylonian sun god Tammuz. It's an abomination. He was born on the Feast of Tabernacles sometime in late September. There were shepherds still abiding in the field. They get them all in October. No, he wasn't born on the sun god's birthday. The Babylonian religion, big celebration of the year. No, most of them don't have a clue what we're talking about here on the solemn day, and this is the word of the Lord. Most of them don't have a clue what a feast of the Lord is. What will you do in the solemn day and in the day of the feast of the Lord? Hosea 9:5. For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up. Memphis shall bury them. The pleasant places for their silver, nettles shall possess them. Thorns shall be in their tabernacles. The days of visitation are come. I hope you hear this, brethren. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. This word is for now, brethren. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. What they call prophets in the churches today are professional flatterers. A true prophet is about as welcome in the churches today as ants at a picnic. They consider the prophet a fool. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. Somebody that is really following after God. You all have experienced it probably. People think you're mad. The spiritual man is mad. For the multitude of thine iniquity, they're so full of iniquity. Because iniquity abounds, the love of many shall wax cold. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. For the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. Yeah, they hate us because we press after God, that we're trying to go on to pray, that we regard the commandments of God, that we regard the feasts of the Lord. They think we're mad. Perfection. That we regard the commandments of God, that we regard the feasts of the Lord. They think we're mad. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his God. A true prophet is hated in so-called churches. They have deeply corrupted themselves in their whoredom, as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sins. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time. But they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves unto that shame. And their abominations were according as they loved. Oh, my God wouldn't do that. Oh, my God's not like that. That's the problem. You don't have the right God. You've got an idol. Whoredom. As for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird from the birth and from the womb. And from the conception, though they bring up their children, yet I will bereave them, that there shall not be a man left. Yea, woe also to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as I saw Tyrus, is planted in a pleasant place. But Ephraim shall bring forth his children to murder. Give them, O Lord, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings, I will drive them out of mine house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. My God will cast them away because they did not hearken unto him. And they shall be wanderers among the nations. Wow. They did not hearken unto him. No, they listened to the false teachers. They paid no regard to the word of God. They have forgotten the law of their God. So all these things come upon them. Israel, chapter 10. Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself. This is what they're doing. They're bringing forth fruit unto himself, not unto God. Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he hath increased the altars. Altars, altars everywhere. According to the goodness of his land, they have made goodly images. Their heart is divided. It's not single-hearted. Their mind is divided. They're double-minded. Their heart is divided. It's not single-hearted to serve the Lord. They don't have one heart, single-minded and single-hearted to serve the Lord. Their heart is divided. Now shall they be found faulty. He shall break down their altars. He shall spoil their images. For now they shall say, we have no king, because we feared not the Lord. What then should a king do to us? They have spoken words, swearing falsely, and making a covenant, thus judgment springeth up as hemlock in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because of the calves of Beth-Aven, for the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof that rejoiced on it for the glory thereof, because it is departed from it. It shall be also carried into Assyria for a present to King Jareb. Ephraim shall receive shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his own counsel. As for Samaria, her king is cut off, as the foam upon the water. The high places also of Avon, the sin of Israel shall be destroyed, and the thorn and the thistle shall come up on their altars. And they shall say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall on us. All this is what they're going to say in this day that is now at hand, brethren. These vain, powerless religions of rationalizing are vain, religious, dead works. Brethren, it's a serious time. O Israel, thou hast sinned from the days of Gibeah. There they stood in the battle in Gibeah against the children of iniquity, did not overtake them. It is in my desire that I should chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them, and they shall bind themselves in their two furrows. And Ephraim is as an heifer that is taught, and loved to tread out the corn. But I passed over upon her fair neck, and I will make Ephraim to ride. Judah shall plow, and Jacob shall break his clods. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Here is the advice of the Lord, Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Brethren, it's time to break up the fallow ground. It's time not to hold anything back. We have got to go all out. Sow to righteousness, reap in mercy, break up the fallow ground, pull all the stops, don't hold back anything. Seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Stay unleavened, stay seeking the Lord, press into his word, go on to perfection. It is time to seek the Lord until he come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness, oh, turn from it. If you've plowed wickedness, turn from it. You have reaped iniquity, turn from it. You have eaten the fruit of lies. Go to the Word of God. Get truth instead of lies. Don't eat the fruit of lies anymore, because thou didst trust in thy way instead of the way of the Lord, instead of the Word of God. Listening to false teachers, we've got to go to the Word. In the multitude of thy mighty men, they put their trust in men, instead of putting their trust in the Lord and in the word of the Lord. Therefore shall a tumult arise among thy people, and all thy fortresses shall be spoiled, as Shalmon spoiled Beth Arbel in the day of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. So shall Bethel do unto you because of your great wickedness. In a morning shall the king of Israel utterly be cut off. Chapter 11. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Yes, Yeshua had to flee to Egypt because Herod caused that great weeping of Rachel for her children when Herod killed all those 2 years old and under, trying to kill the Messiah. But God sent him to Egypt, didn't he? And then he finally called his son out of Egypt. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ. When Herod was trying to kill him, was in Egypt. Israel, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt, the Son of God. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, was called out of Egypt. Matthew chapter 7, I think, explains the significance of that verse. As they called them, so they went forth from them, and sacrificed unto Balaam, and burned incense to graven images. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. He is Adonai Rapha. Where do they go when they get sick? Do they go to the elders? Do they confess their sins and have the elders pray and anoint them with oil to be healed and give glory to God? No. They're going to run to some doctor, aren't they? How is God glorified in that? What kind of faith do you call that? And the Bible says, whatever is not of faith is sin. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drove them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. He shall not return into the land of Egypt. Oh, you can't go back. Once you put your hand to the plow, once you are brought out of Egypt, you can't go back. He shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrians shall be his king, because they refuse to return. They refuse to repent. There are still many Jews today who are making a great mistake in refusing to return to the land. Any Jew that could make Aliyah today should be returning to the land. They're disobeying God right now if they're not. And they'll pay a horrible price for it in the days to come. And the sword shall abide on his cities, and shall consume his branches, and devour them because of their own counsels. And my people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. My people are bent to backsliding from me, saith the Lord. Brethren, we got to push in. We got to press in. We got to really go to the Word now. We can't get into backsliding now, not at this late time. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Adamah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? Mine heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. Will I not execute the fierceness of mine anger? You think God isn't angry about the millions of abortions? You think God isn't angry about all this corruption and war? And what is war? It's mass murder, brethren. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God, not a man. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord for that. He is angry, but listen, brethren. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. He's going to restrain himself, even in anger and wrath. I will not execute the fierceness of my wrath. Hosea 11:9. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee. I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion. And when he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. From the west they will tremble when they hear the roar of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. They shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria. And I will place them in their houses, saith the Lord. Ephraim compassed me about with lies. Ephraim compassed me about with lies. Oh, the lies. Everywhere, the lies, the lies. God cannot lie, and God hates lies. And Satan is the father of liars. And all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. Verse 12, Ephraim compassed me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah yet ruleth with God, and is faithful with the saints. Hallelujah. Yeah, Judah still keeps some regard for his commands. Hallelujah. Chapter 12, Ephraim feedeth on wind, and follows after the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation. Now this is the church. This is the Gentile church he's talking about. Ephraim feedeth on wind and followeth after the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation. And they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. The Lord also has a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel, and prevailed, and he wept, and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us. Even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord, is his memorial. And therefore turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. He is a merchant. The balances of deceit are in his hand. He loveth to oppress. And Ephraim said, yet I am become rich. I have found me out substance. In all my labors they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. And that I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, yet will make thee to dwell in tabernacles, as in the days of the solemn feasts. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Brethren, we need to listen to his prophets. They're not fun to hear. They seem to have a one-word vocabulary, repent. But brethren, if we will listen to God's prophets, not false prophets, but God's prophets who speak according to the more sure word which is written in the King James Version Holy Bible, and all of it, Genesis to Revelation, it's all the Word of God. If we will listen to his prophets who constantly reprove us and try to bring us to repentance, we will prosper. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the fields. And Jacob fled into a country of Syria. And Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. We must listen to God's prophets. The prophet points the way for God's people to go. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly, and therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Lord return unto him. Chapter 13. When Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended in Baal, he died. And now more and more. And have made them molten images of their silver, and idols according to their own understanding. All of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passes away, as the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me. For there is no Savior beside me. There is one and only one Savior, Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. There is no Savior besides me, whose name is called the Word of God. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted, and therefore have they forgotten me? Yep, that's what the prosperity gospel does. Causes you to forget God. But it looks like the great drought in Israel is over. Israel has come from the most severe drought ever in history to the most beautiful, abundant rains ever in their history. And it looks like the Lord is turning to Israel, and the veil is about to be removed. The Lord has again chosen Jerusalem, and exciting things are going to happen to those who can identify with Israel and really be truly born again, God pleasers. Therefore will I be unto them as a lion, as a leopard, by the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear, but for those who persist in their vain religion of whoredom, God is going to be like a lion. He's there like a leopard in the way. He's watching them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps. That's serious business. And I will rend the call of their heart, and I will devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. But in me, saith the Lord, is thine help. All God wants to forgive, brethren, all we've got to do is walk in repentance. Praise the Lord. O Israel, he's talking to his people, the born-again people, and you can be born again again. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. But in me, saith the Lord, is thine help. I will bring thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? There is no other Savior. Only God can save us. Only the Messiah, Yeshua, is salvation. And thy judges, of whom thou saidst, give me a king and princes, I gave thee a king in mine anger, and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. That's what the problem is. They hide their sin instead of confessing it. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But instead, they want to make excuses. Instead of putting it under the blood, they hide their sin. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. Hallelujah. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Hallelujah. The last victory that the Lord Jesus Christ will have, the last enemy that the Lord Jesus Christ will defeat, is death. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come. The wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she hath rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child shall be ripped up. Chapter 14. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Iniquity is the only thing that will keep anybody out of the kingdom of heaven. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. We need to turn at his reproof. We got to view reproof, whether it come from God through his word, by his Holy Spirit, or whether it comes through the brethren that love us enough to give us reproof. Because you give anybody reproof in this wicked and perverse and unreprovable generation, you put the whole relationship at risk. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. What good advice. Take with you words and turn to the Lord and say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. This is what they say at Yom Kippur. Take words with you and say unto the Lord, take away all our iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Okay, that's the sacrifice of praise. He is worthy to be praised, and even in the midst of trial and tribulation, we should make the sacrifice of praise, the calves of our lips, the sacrifice of praise. And all are soon going to know what it means to make a sacrifice of praise. Render the calves of our lips, make a sacrifice of praise is necessary, for he is worthy to be praised, no matter what. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods, for in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. All glory to God. I will heal their backsliding, saith the Lord. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, he is a merciful God. And that's our duty, that's our main job in this great tribulation time. As these waves of judgment come in, we are to proclaim that he's a good God, that he is a merciful God. Oh, he is such a merciful God. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. And they that dwell under his shadow shall return, and they shall revive as the corn, and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? Ephraim is going to turn away from their idolatry. Hallelujah. I have heard him and observed him. I'm like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Hallelujah. Who is wise, and who shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. Hallelujah. And the just shall walk in them. Oh, brethren, we need his commandments. The just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Oh, hallelujah. Man, what a right now book. What a great ending. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua.